Two Better Days Ahead, written by Renette and read by K-Burb. This is a Clone Wars fic, rated general audiences, in which no archive warnings apply. It features the relationship between Cody slash Obi-Wan. Cody swirled his little disposable flute of sparkling wine, regretting a bit that he'd accepted Rex's invitation. He'd be just as lonely, lonelier maybe, if he'd stayed home instead of coming to the New Year's celebration that Senator Amidala was hosting. But he knew very few of the beings that swirled through the richly decorated rooms, and he'd already exchanged awkward small talk with all of them. Representative Binks had been kind, but he was also in high demand. Cody had stayed near Rex for a while, but once Sabe arrived, Cody had felt rather extraneous as they held a half-silent, half-spoken conversation, rife with heated gazes. He'd excused himself to refill his cup and eventually ended up out on the senator's balcony, watching the ever-present lines of traffic as they flitted back and forth. The soft sound of approaching footsteps, almost painfully familiar, had Cody turning. Obi-Wan stood a few footsteps outside the trans-peristeel doors, hesitating to approach any closer. Cody's stomach swooped. He hadn't seen Obi-Wan in months, not since the Gar had been disbanded. Cody had been trying to figure out life on his own ever since, stubbornly refusing help even though he knew he was only hurting himself. Obi-Wan, Cody greeted, trying the name out for the first time. Cody, Obi-Wan returned with a wistful smile. He stepped closer, and Cody forced himself not to be overbearing. He was pretty sure there had been something between them during the war, but neither of them had dared break the boundary of rank between them. How have you been? You look well. Thank you, Cody said, feeling his cheeks heat. You too. Look well, I mean. I've been just trying to figure things out. It's not what I expected out of peace. He wasn't sure what he had expected, but it wasn't bunking in the deteriorating barracks with a dwindling number of his siblings, trying to find a job and testing for civilian certifications. Ah, no, that's understandable, Obi-Wan said quietly, halting at Cody's side and looking out over the skylanes. I wish we could have done more for you, for all the troopers. I know, Cody said, and he did. He'd seen Obi-Wan among the Jedi fighting in the Senate on behalf of the clones, trying to ensure that they had not only the rights of sapient citizens of the Republic, but also back pay for their service during the war. They'd managed the rights. Remuneration had stalled, the thought of paying yet more credits toward the war untenable for many of the senators. I appreciate it. Obi-Wan sighed, and Cody just knew the Jedi was swallowing his frustration about the lack of success. I was thinking about applying for some of the rebuilding work, Cody said, and Obi-Wan smiled, taking up the offered avenue of conversation. They were still talking when a flight of glittering, luminescent drones began performing a choreographed display overhead. The other partygoers flooded out onto the balcony, oohing and aahing. How delightful, Obi-Wan said as the crowd pressed him closer to Cody, his eyes turned up towards the illuminations. Beautiful, Cody murmured, his eyes still fixed on Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan turned to Cody, the lights reflecting in his eyes. To a better year to come, darling, Obi-Wan said, and leaned in, pressing a soft, chaste kiss to Cody's lips. Happy New Year, Cody said when they parted, and leaned in to take another kiss, deeper and firmer, until Obi-Wan melted against him. The end.